In New Hampshire's White Mountains, hikers face rugged peaks and extreme weather, but they can also find remarkable hospitality in one of the Appalachian Mountain Club's high huts. Along with hauling up food and supplies, hut employees serve as stewards of the alpine terrain. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman went to learn more about this unique seasonal job, and he sent this audio postcard.
Greenleaf Hut sits on the shoulder of Mount Lafayette. Unchecked winds and 4,200 feet of altitude leave the trees up here twisted, dwarfed. It's a beautiful spot to hike up to. Seasonal employees, called crew, make the 2.9-mile trek twice a week. They use pack boards to carry up supplies.
Yeah, so a pack board is essentially a wooden frame. It looks kind of like a ladder. And it has hooks, and so we strap boxes and garbage bags and all sorts of pretty much anything can be strapped to a pack board.
I have two turkeys and some grapefruits.
Generally, the loads are between 150 to 250 pounds, spread out over four or five of us.
Sometimes I love packing, but it's a pretty serious love-hate relationship going on.
Up at the hut, day hikers and overnighters seek refuge from the ever-changing elements.
Weather up here is not small talk. It is big news.
Things can blow in pretty quick, and the clouds can be really intense and roll up and funnel through the ridge, and everything gets really loud.
Working up here in the huts, people get very close, and sometimes romantic relationships do come out of this job. I am dating the Madison Spring hut master, and so she's over on the other end of the hut system. If we wanted to see each other, we'd each have to hike 20 miles. She'd be heading west and I'd be heading east. It's definitely very easy to fall in love with people up here.
Nick Anderson and his crewmates work 11 days on, 3 off. They stir the composting toilets. They answer questions about trails and ecology. And they cook.
Oh my God, how am I gonna cook for 30 people, 40 people, 90 people?
I really, 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 really enjoy cooking.
We make food that we want to eat because we eat it as well.
We're going to start off the evening with a tomato vegetable soup, followed by a slab of alpine.
Doing dishes for 40 people is the best. All you really do is wash dishes really quickly.
Keep moving. Yeah, that's the motto of diving dishes up here in the huts.
It's a lot of fun.
Lights are out at 9:30. Guests get scratchy blankets and some rest before tomorrow's hike. The crew gets a little less sleep.
It's 5:45 a.m. and I'm making some sourdough pancakes for breakfast. It's very early.
I do this job not simply for the place, but for the people. Every summer I meet better people and new people, and they keep me coming back. It just happens to be so that this is on the side of a mountain in northern New Hampshire.
Good morning! Breakfast is in half an hour. It's going to be a great day. Yay!
That was Sarah Fisher playing her accordion at the Greenleaf Hut in New Hampshire's White Mountains. The rest of her crew are Nick Anderson, Emma Gildesgame, Eric Gotthold, Emily Lake, and Seth Bishop. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman produced our audio postcard. You're listening to All Things Considered.